Well, unnamed sources are a necessary evil of journalism. It doesn't matter what the realm is in Western communicated, because there can be wrongdoing or questionable behavior or information that can't be obtained in any other way except through unnamed sources. The problem is that it becomes an epidemic if there isn't judgment and editing, and often with blogs, for instance, there are no editors, so there are no checks on the use of unnamed sources. And journalists need to develop their own moral code about their usage, and they're going to be done in different ways. The one rule of thumb I have is no ad hominem attacks from behind a rock. So you can't use an anonymous source to personally attack somebody else. It's just not fair. And it doesn't matter what they may or may not have done, that people have the right to see their accuser